The Tribal Knowledge Paradigm, Chapter 11, Quick Start. The Tribal Knowledge Paradigm is a set of guiding principles, operations processes, forcing functions, and touchstones that in essence chalk the field for a corporate culture of growth and innovation. But to initiate the implementation of this paradigm, you have to start somewhere. The initiative declaration. The CEO or top executive needs to announce the campaign and require that everyone get on board. Engage. En garde. Phase zero. House cleaning. Fast cash generation. It is our recommendation that all employees engage in an urgent house cleaning by taking the value-added perspective in finding low-hanging fruit. You need to understand the question, what is value-added at your business? The question creates focus on the customer and how to best deliver high-value products or services. Anything that is not creating value is waste. Identifying and eliminating waste generates cash, focuses on the core, and amplifies know-how. The key to any successful continuous improvement model is in the processes of its execution. Tribal knowledge paradigm discussed in this book is meant to be a guide. Consider the following. First of all, employees need to gain experience in the basic principles discussed in the previous chapters. Employees need to learn to investigate the inefficiencies of the value-added processes of the business because that focus is the foundation of the paradigm. We call this phase the war on waste, as we have mentioned throughout the book. Similar programs have names like the Toyota Production System, Lean Business, or Six Sigma, Waste Analysis, Lean, or Value Engineering, or any other number of names. Our observation of process of implementation of these programs is that they are not experiential, where the employees work through a problem, come up with a solution, and implement it. More to the point, the focus is on the trainer and not the trainee or employee. Employees need to be the focus of the engagement. The war on waste creates opportunities for experiential learning by having each employee participate on a team charged with delivering results. In this phase, there are always lots of low-hanging fruit for everyone to feel successful and reinforce the processes of innovation and change. During the training, they learn to work through problems and eventually become players in the ongoing efforts to create the culture of growth and innovation that defines the paradigm. The war on waste is a 9-step process that uses the standard problem-solving model with a little twist. We insist that employees begin with a simple goal. Find $100,000 of lost sales or costs that can be fixed for less than $2,000. This sounds daunting, but we have had no problem getting over 5,000 teams of 4 to 6 employees to find such opportunities and get them into play. The process is straightforward. Step one, identify a waste. There are a number of tools that we have used over the last 30 years to help people think through problems here. Our experience tells us that most teams don't need much support to find a problem and put it into play. They have the information, they just need a push to get the idea going. Step two, look for the root cause of the problem. Identifying the root cause is why the problem exists. This requires a good deal of thought and is a fun part of the program. There are a number of tools to help here, but most of the time employees get it and quickly find the root cause of the problem. Step 3, cost out the waste. This is the meat of the process. Everything else follows directly from how the team figures out how the waste affects the delivery of value. Most of the time, it is obvious. We have a formula that a team can follow to help make this almost formulaic, but it takes some thinking and is fun. Teams often miss key issues in the waste determination, and that is why managers and supervisors are advised to help teams on this step. The team needs to find $100,000 of waste. If a team fails to find $100,000, they need to stay on the problem until they do or find another problem. Sometimes we let a team do two wastes to meet their goal, but that is a last resort. Step 4, identify a solution. The team can't spend any more than $2,000 on their solution. That is how we discovered the 567 rule. Teams always want to spend a lot of money, but the constraint of $2,000 forced teams to rethink the solution. They quickly realized that they could get to the solution and maybe address 67% of the waste by spending only 5% of the 100% solution. It is amazing how this works. It forces a team to downscale their solution to stay within the constraints of the $2,000 solution against the $100,000 waste. More importantly, this thinking makes things move quickly. It shows results immediately. It is at this point that teams begin to learn how to use the 4-box mission relevant touchstone. It is not an easy exercise, but it helps anchor the thinking needed to move employees forward to work in the tribal knowledge paradigm. Step 5, implementation plan. The team has to define an implementation plan that includes steps to be taken and when those steps will be completed. It is pretty straightforward, but the detail of what steps need to be taken to ensure implementation success. Plans include a 5 to 10 minute presentation to management. Step 6, metrics of success. This step requires each team to define the metrics of success of their project. The war on waste requires accurate reporting of data, as this is the basis of the audit of the project. Step 7, presentations to the CEO or program leader. This is the point of approval and has potential to inject new insight. Although the high ROI makes approval almost a no-brainer, this is an important point of establishing leadership. Step 8, implementation. Plans are put into practice, results measured and reported. Step 9, feedback. A key point for reinforcing skills learned and to motivate participation. This, again, is an opportunity for leadership. Engaging the whole organization and learning the art of looking for inefficiencies in the products, process, and sales is the first step of the overall process of creating the tribal knowledge paradigm. The company has already experienced phase zero, the war on waste or its equivalent, and that brings us to the next phases. Phase 1, looking for opportunities. Phase 1 involves ratcheting up the innovation process. At this point, employees know how to use the value-added process and the mission-relevant touchstones that are not as adept at looking for strategic opportunities. They are moving up to consider other ideas than just the waste that exists in the system. They never want to look away from these opportunities. But employees in this stage of the process need to reach out to look for opportunities for profit improvement. We use the SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats analysis, and market success criteria to help employees get into the frame of mind needed to make this phase successful. One could note that corporate know-how constitutes the majority of strengths in the SWOT analysis, and gaps in the know-how are usually weaknesses. This emphasizes people as the center of every business strategy. Bear in mind that many employees have not gone to business school, but by stretching their thinking using these tools, you begin to achieve the innovation culture that you may have read about. Employees may not be able to articulate an issue with the finesse of a Harvard B School graduate, so managers and executives need to get more involved with ideas at this stage. Phase 2, looking for the killer app. As employees become better adept at phase 1, they begin looking for opportunities. This phase scales the opportunities up to pay attention to the bluebirds, or killer apps. The foundation of the tribal knowledge paradigm is to establish processes and procedures that extract high-value, low-cost ideas from employees while keeping an eye open for big ideas. Big ideas are those that have over 100-to-1 return. We also call these bluebirds because sometimes they arrive at our door like the magic bluebird of lore. We like to say that the employees develop an educated eye when they are able to use these newly acquired experiences and awareness of basic business principles to see the business with a new vision. Discussions among employees become catalytic. Opportunities for profits and internal growth from new or enhanced product or market can be visualized. We like to use the eye of providence seen on the back of a dollar bill at the top of the pyramid as a way to make a point that this is a great moment. The eye of providence is on the back side of the Great Seal of the United States. The words "annuit coeptis ment," "he approves our undertaking." It is a bit of a surreal message to the employees as they begin to understand what this is all about. This is part of the process, and it also feels magical. It occurs when you work with line workers or first-level managers, and they get it. I mean, they really understand what the tribal knowledge paradigm is all about. So when you see, as a manager, employees demonstrating their educated eye with questions and actions that demonstrate their understanding, that is a great moment. This is the end of Chapter 11, the Tribal Knowledge Paradigm.